seconds left. So that is more than likely going to do it. Colin Hartwick was wide open on the inbound after two defenders for Bad Axe went after another man. So Hartwick goes to the line one more time for two shots. This foul is against Will Sutton, his fourth. And this one's probably going to do it. With 0.5 seconds left, you can catch it, launch it. But it's quite difficult, especially from a great distance, let alone to tie it with a three-pointer, if most of these free throws are made from Hartwick. First free throw is up, and this one's good. You make them pretty easy when the stress is off, you have pressure.
Well, 45-43, if you make this one, the only thing that Bad Axe has is a prayer for a three-point shot.
And the second one is up and good as well. Hartwick 2-for-2 on that trip, a three-point game, 46-43. It's tipped on the inbound, and that is going to do it. Aaron Fernald relieved, and Bad Axe falls short for the last time this season. Final score, Cassidy 46, Bad Axe 43. Cassidy was leading by 10 points to enter the fourth quarter. You're tuned to WLEW. Your postgame show starts in just 2 minutes.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. The response to our last ad about our 2012 Dodge Ram heavy-duty trucks was amazing. And the reason for that is because a 2012 Cummins diesel does not require the DEF diesel additive. Why pay more money for DEF when you don't have to? We still have 5 Ram diesel heavy-duty trucks left.
Here's an update. That number has dropped to just 2 left.
So rush over to Moore Motor Sales today in Caro and see me, Paul Bessler, and buy a truck that makes sense. That's dollars and cents.
Don't wait any longer.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
They officiate because they love the game that gave so much to them, and they want to give back to it. They officiate because they believe that the mission of high school sports is to help educate kids. They'd like you to join their ranks, so why don't you? To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the MHSAA, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Score in Cassidy. Cassidy hangs on by 3, 46-43 after a Bad Axe surge in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe actually outscored Cassidy 19-12 in the final quarter. It was 9-4 Cassidy after the first quarter, 22-9 at halftime. 34-24, 10-point lead for Cassidy entering the fourth, and 46-43 when all said and done. It was a tie ball game there in the fourth quarter at one point. We had 3 lead changes and 2 ties in this one. Largest lead, Cassidy was leading by 15 at one point, but still hung on for the victory. The big stat, in my opinion, tonight was free throws for Cassidy, let alone because they only had 1 field goal in this fourth quarter from Cody Orban. The rest was free throws. In the fourth quarter, they went 10 for 18 for 55.5% from the free throw line. For the game, they went 14 for 24 for 58.3% from the charity stripe. Individual scoring for Bad Axe Hatchets. Number 5, Austin Tamel, fouled out with 8 points. Ben Braden with 12 points. James Canarian with 12 points. All threes in the fourth quarter. Tyler Labor with 1 point. Will Sutton with 4. And Tanner Krug with 6 points. They went 5-for-7 from the free throw line in the second half. They had none in the first half. So they went 71.4% in the game from the free throw line. Individually, for Cass City, Cody Orban, 13 points. Colin Hartwick with 6 points, all free throws in the fourth quarter. Lucas Schenk with 2 points. Jacob Perry with 4. Curtis Dickinson with 6. And Cole Israelson leading the scores for all teams with 15, and he didn't score in the fourth quarter. John Mooney, what do you have over there?
Well, the good news for the Hatchets is that they outshot the Cass City Redhawks. They actually had more shots, 59 to 41. Both teams made 15, but the problem was is that Cass City, of course, had 36%, while the Hatchets had 25%. This game was decided at the foul line, and it was Cass City's ability to get to the foul line, and the Hatchets, how many times did they shoot? 5 foul shots, and that was it. That's the game right there.
That's the game indeed. Ryan Brown, what you see from the sidelines?
Well, we nearly had our first Cinderella story of the March Madness tournament. It was a tough battle for both teams. I tip my hat off to Bad Axe. Their coaching staff did an excellent job getting Cass City back in the game, coming back from double digits. And this may have been a wake-up call for Cass City as the tournament continues, that you can't look over at an opponent no matter what their regular season record was.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Cass City now advances to the semifinals to take on USA. They'll be playing the second game on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Harbor Reach advance in the first game. They'll be taking on Lakers at 6 p.m. the first game on Wednesday right here on the same spot here, FM dial 102.1 on the WLIW Sports Network. John, look into Wednesday here. The matchups between Lakers and Harbor Reach and Cass City and USA. Let's look at Lakers and Harbor Reach first.
Lakers, Harbor Beach. Well, you got Paul Zwemer, and he seems to score no matter who they're playing. He is the guy that does the job. But I'm thinking that the Lakers are going to need a huge game out of Nick Post and also Jared Schutte. Those two players have to score and score in bunches. Otherwise, I think Harbor Beach could go ahead and run them right off. Harbor Beach had their wake-up call tonight. And believe me, there's just too much talent there to go ahead and just overlook a talented squad like Lakers. Lakers is the team, the only team, to defeat Cass City Redhawks in league.
And Mr. Brown, what about for you? The big thing I see is the lack of height for Harbor Beach, fighting against that tough worker right inside the lane. Paul Zwemer, like you said, Jared Schutte on the outside, who can push the three, as well as the assisting cast there for Lakers. Should be a good one on top of the bracket. Now we move down to the bottom of the bracket. Cass City and USA in what should be an just excellent game here at USA's home court.
They played 2 ball games, and both times Cass City came away with a winner. And I'm shaking my head on that one because, I take a look at USA, and they've got talent. They've got the aircraft carrier on the inside, Brendan Ballard. They've got Daniel Rick on the outside, and he's, everyone's dream for a shooter. And they've got a whole bevy of players that can really just do the damage to you. So I'm kind of surprised that you'd have USA at 10-10 this year, even for that matter, the Lakers 10-10. And then playing Cass City, who just rolls right along. They are now 18-3.
Now, Ryan, one issue here in the postseason is Mark Gainforth cannot even be in the gym to coach the USA Patriots. Do you think that's going to get their Patriot team more focused, or is that going to be too much of a distraction for them taking on Cass City here on Wednesday at 7:30?
Thank you.
won't miss a beat. I'm going to call an upset USA on Wednesday.
You're calling for the upset for USA.
For USA. I think they're going to